Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning for the morning interview, I have Jeff Budd and Tiffany Pearson here to talk about the upcoming Sitka Whale Fest and some of the other fun activities like the Maritime Grind and other events attributed to this good time of year. Thank you both for coming in here this morning.
Good morning,
Thanks.
Erin.
Thanks for having us.
This is just, we had Stardust two couple nights ago, and now we've got Whale Fest coming up. Like, all the great things that make Sitka actually really fun to be around in the winter is all coming back up. So with Whale Fest, that's coming up starting on this Thursday. Mm-hmm. What's the theme? What do we have to look forward to?
Babies and courting and all sorts of fun, racy topics. It's going to be a really fun year. We have 9 different scientists and speakers. So we have specialists ranging from, octopus specialists, seals. We have all sorts of PhDs running around, so it's going to be lots of fun to talk to all these smart people about all different types of wildlife. So,
and what, such a fun thing with Whale Fest is obviously there's the symposium aspect of getting to listen to these different scientists talk about their wonderfully niche, little fascinations of things you never knew you wanted to know about mm-hmm. octopus and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But then there's all the other things we get to do with Whale Fest of the side workshops and stuff. So what sort of things do we have to look forward to with outside of the symposium hall?
Sure. Well, this year they're really trying to pull in a lot of the different types of, groups that might be interested that may not have normally attended Whale Fest. We mm-hmm. have stuff for kids. We have a wildlife cruise that's happening on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have scientists and naturalists on board as well. And we have kid pricing this year just so we can kind of nice. Encourage people. So we have kids are 35, adults are 65. And that cruise starts Saturday and Sunday morning. There's two of them at 8:30 and goes till 11:30. So it's a really fun, exciting event. And then we have a lot of adult workshops this year, which is a new program that's been piloted. And so we've got adult workshops, we've got student workshops, we've got university student workshops, we've got mini cross workshops going on at the same time. So definitely want to check those out. We've got a necropsy happening. We have a snorkel and sauna. We have a trivia night and an ocean bowl, which is kind of exciting. Everybody loves ocean bowls, and I know Jeff's a big fan of that. So, lots of things to explore this year with Whale Fest.
So for things like the wildlife cruise, we're mm-hmm. obviously in a limited capacity. Mm-hmm. Are tickets on sale for that now? How yes. can people get them?
Yeah, so you can go online to sickawhalefest.org, or you can stop by the Science Center during business hours and get tickets there. This year, we're trying to go paperless as much as mm-hmm. we can. So we do have grind tickets available, Old Paul Harbor Books, but the rest of them are either online or you can stop by the Science Center. And the cruise tickets tend to go fast as well as the grind. But I think we're getting close to capacity for some of those. So definitely check out online sickawhalefest.org for those tickets and come see us.
And that'll have the schedule for those things like, as you said, the snorkel and sauna and mm-hmm. dock walk and all those things.
Yes.
For some of those activities, are those also kind of capped at how many people can participate? So these are making
yes.
choices now?
Yes, we do have. There are some limited numbers for the necropsy. I think it was 20 people. Mm-hmm. And there's a student version, and I think there's also an adult version. So there are some of the classes that are just for the students. Specifically yeah. who are already reserved, but then we do have adult classes because we've had people who are really interested in attending some of those.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to be bringing the adult workshops into play and hope we can continue that.
Yeah, this will be a great, you said it's kind of being, it's been workshopped and now it's actually coming into fruition.
Yeah, and we are all super curious about things, and I feel being adults and people being able to ask the questions that we've always wanted to know from mm-hmm. these really smart, fun people. It's
yeah,
a great thing.
And they're smart people. Even the dumb questions
yes.
they'll like.
Exactly.
Because, anytime you get to tell someone about what you're really passionate about and have someone who actually wants to listen, it's not your friends that you've been telling the same things over and over to. It's
yes.
a new group. It's fun for everybody.
Yes. And this year we do also have some local student dancers who will be performing as well during like the welcome ceremonies, mm-hmm. And then some other events that Jeff can talk about. But yeah, I'm really excited that this year everything, it just feels really community driven and mm-hmm. lots of different people participating. So there's a lot of buzz.
Excellent. Yeah. And so it's this Thursday, November 3rd is the start of things. It wraps up on Sunday the 6th mm-hmm. and it's sitkawhalefest.org for tickets and scheduling and all the wonders that are happening this weekend.
Yes, we do have on Wednesday night, we do have a dock walk though. So that starts the kind of fun stuff. And a lot of the events are free. I think the dock walk is one of them. And the film fest, which is going to be super excellent this year, is also free. Yeah, but definitely go and check it online.
And you have the market too, right?
Oh yeah, the marketplace.
Oh yeah,
get your holiday shopping on. I mean, we have a lot of great vendors for that. We spend a lot of time, you know, handpicking some people who have come in the past as well. So there's some repeat people who maybe from out of town that you've been looking forward to seeing. They'll be there too.
Yeah, we're kind of all crawling back out of our little hidey holes from this last couple years, peeking our heads out, and it'll be fun to see those faces again.
Yeah,
and to learn some more fun things about the world around us.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, so Maritime Grind mm-hmm. is coming back again,
yep.
Crowd favorite. Mm-hmm. When's that coming up, Jeff?
That's this Friday coming right up. It's Friday night. It starts at 7:30. You can get your tickets at the door. You can get them at Old Harbor Books until Thursday morning. Then mm-hmm. you can get them online, or you probably can go down to the Science Center and get them as well. It's $5 for everybody, like it's been for, this is our 28th year.
Yeah.
And there will not be any desserts at this, but we'll have coffee and hot water and hot chocolate and that sort of thing.
28 years. Have you been doing this for 28 years yourself?
This is our 28th year for doing it. And it's still, you know, non-political, affordable, family-oriented and that sort of thing. And there's a bunch of more coming. We've already done the Elvis grind. It was the Beatles grind.
Yeah. Oh,
cool. And that sold out, and I had to tell people they couldn't come in because it was too crowded, and I hate to do that. So get your tickets early. And then the Whale Fest coming up on December 10th is a Winter Wonderland. That'll be at the Community House. January 14th, this is the 100th anniversary of the Sitka Public Library next year. Mm-hmm. So January will be the Library Grind. And then February is a Fiddle Grind that we've been doing forever as well. And then March 11th, all those are at the Community House. And then the March 11th is the Original Artist Grind, and that's the Performing Arts Center.
Cool.
And that's, you can go to your website.
Yep, Raven Radio. We've got that on the community calendar.
Yep.
And for this, the next one, the Maritime Grind, that's mm-hmm. going to be at Centennial Hall.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And we know who some of the acts are. Should I run through it quick?
Yeah, we've got some returners.
So Don Snetti will be there virtually, and there's a rumor that he's getting married or got married. And so he'll have a pre-recorded video. I guess that's just gossip. Sitka Studio
we
Dance.
Love it, though.
Me too. New Pat. Dance group from Mount Edgecombe. Jameson Dunn from the Sitka High Drama Debate. I think she's talking about, what is she talking about? Eelgrass or something that's going to save the world. Maybe mm-hmm. not eelgrass, but mm-hmm. Then the Yupik dancers from Mount Edgecombe. Make sure I pronounce this, the Keltori Celtic Music. It's music. And then Dan Payloff, and then Christian Jensen and the Breakwater Blues Band.
Nice.
We'll be there. It'll be good.
Solid lineup.
Yep.
And if you don't have tickets, if there are no tickets on Old Harbor Books, be sure to stop by the front desk. We might be able to scrounge some up for you or at the event itself. We know we want to get everybody in that wants to attend.
Yep. Yeah. And you can fit quite a number of people in Centennial Hall, as we found out this weekend. Packed house.
Well, there'll be chairs.
Yes, okay, so not quite the same press of people, but same enthusiasm, definitely.
Yeah. It'll be good. And then just if I can real briefly, there are other things coming up because I was talking briefly about the 100th anniversary, so there'll be a spelling bee again. That'll be in February. We can't call it the Battle of the Books because it's copyrighted, so we call it the Book Challenge. That'll be in April. There'll be a Sitka Reads. It's a book called Dear Fahrenheit 451, and the title says Love and Heartbreak in the Stacks, A Librarian's Love Letters and Breakup Notes to the Books in Her Life, and I read it, and it was really good. Then be tour of past library locations and other authors and things like that. So it'll be a couple, 2 or 3 months of next year.
Leading up to that 100th birthday celebration for the library.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And quickly, I just wanted to thank Alan Marine because they are one of our sponsors this year for the wildlife cruise, before I forget. Thank you.
Yeah, and I know it's great that you're able to do the kid pricing this year. And even $35, $65, that's still a really good deal for, I mean, because those boats can move. You get to go out and see stuff. You're not just putt-putting in the harbor.
Yeah, the scientists and everybody are really excited about.
It'd be fun with them on there to ask them.
Kids involved as much as we can. Mm-hmm. So they had the haunted aquarium this week, and I heard it was lots of fun.
Ooh, excellent. All right, so there are all the kids are jazzed up. They saw the spooky stuff. Now they get to learn more stuff.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And you have some kind of run thing too, right?
Yeah, Whale Fest run. That's going to be super fun. And you get prizes if you see whales on the run itself. So
what?
I know.
How about if you're running around on the Allen Marine boat and see one?
Well, you get other kinds of prizes, like, you know, educated prizes, talking to the scientists.
Yeah, that's a prize in and of itself, is the honor of being there.
Maybe some hot chocolate.
There you go.
Okay.
It'll be a good time.
I was just
trying. Yeah, don't blame you. Got to keep those eyes peeled, because, yeah, there was some humpbacks down in Silver Bay this weekend, so they're hanging out. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're just, you know, coordinating their own little dance number for us. So when we get out there on the cruise, they'll give us a good show.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany Pearson, Jeff Budd, thank you both for coming in today. Sitka Whale Fest starting on November 3rd, going through the 6th, actually Wednesday the 2nd. That's the kickoff stuff for the dock walk. Mm-hmm. SitkaWhaleFest.org for all the scheduled events, getting tickets, and Maritime Grind coming up 7:30 p.m. on Friday. And KCAW, we've got all the listing coming up of all the different grinds coming up and many things to help celebrate the library's birthday next year.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you both.
Thank you, Erin,
for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Got a lot to look forward to again this weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining me.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.